Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to get into a paper that honestly reveals a hidden side of recessions, one that hits your wallet in a way you might not expect. And it's all about how recessions can actually make things more expensive, especially for those who can least afford it.
Absolutely.
So to help us break this down, we have a fantastic expert joining us today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to dive in.
Awesome. So let's get right to it. The paper we're looking at today is called "Do Poor Households Pay Higher Markups in Recessions?" by Jonathan Becker.
Yes.
And it introduces this fascinating concept called the markup channel.
Right.
Now, I got to say, markup channel sounds kind of ominous.
It does, doesn't it?
So maybe you can like break it down for us. What exactly is this markup channel?
Well, you know how when a recession hits, people naturally start tightening their belts a little bit?
Uh-huh.
They maybe switch from those premium brands to more affordable options.
Right. Makes sense. Like if you're worried about your job or your income, you're going to be more careful with your spending.
Exactly. But here's the thing. This shift in buying habits, it kind of gives the producers of those cheaper goods more market power.
Mm.
They know people are relying on their products more than ever.
So they basically like use that power to raise prices, even though it's a recession when like everything's supposed to be going down.
Yeah, it's a little counterintuitive, but that's precisely what happens. They raise prices because, well, they can, and because demand for their products, even with the price increase, it remains relatively stable. So this is what Becker refers to as the markup channel.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah.
It's like a double whammy for people who are already struggling during a recession, right?
Yeah.
Lower income and then higher prices on the things that they need the most.
Precisely. And to make this more than just like a theory, Becker looked at real-world data from the Great Recession using sources like the Panel Study of Income Dynamics and the Nielsen EQ Home Scan Consumer Panel.
Okay, those sound like pretty comprehensive sources. So what did they reveal about this markup channel in action? Like what actually happened?
The data shows a pretty clear picture. You know, while everyone saw their spending decrease during the Great Recession, the price increases were much more noticeable on those cheaper goods. So essentially, for those people who mainly bought those cheaper goods, their real spending power took a much bigger hit.
Yeah, that really drives it home. It's not just an economic concept. It's something that, you know, really impacted people's lives.
So do we have any specific numbers from the study to kind of illustrate this?
Oh, absolutely. The paper found that during the Great Recession, the markups on lower quality goods increased by an average of 6.79 percentage points.
Wow.
And that translates to an average price increase of 4.19% for these goods.
Okay, that's a big jump, especially when you consider that, like, during the same period, the prices of higher quality goods actually decreased by an average of 1.21%. Exactly. So you can see how the gap between the prices of, you know, cheaper and more expensive goods widened during the recession, making it even harder for those who are just trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, that's eye-opening. It really, like, flips the script on that traditional idea that recessions just lead to lower prices across the board.
Right. It's not that simple.
And that's what makes this paper so important.
Yeah.
It gives us a whole new way to look at recessions and understand how they affect different groups in society.
Absolutely. It underscores the need to look beyond just the surface when analyzing economic trends.
Yeah.
It's not just about overall spending or GDP.
Right.
It's about, like, you know, understanding how different groups experience these shifts.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, if this markup channel is really happening, what can we do about it? Are there ways to, like, mitigate this unequal impact?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? And the paper does offer some potential solutions. One idea that Becker highlights is the use of what he calls quality-specific subsidies.
Quality-specific subsidies. So instead of, like, just giving people more money during a recession, we'd be giving them targeted support to buy certain types of goods.
That's the idea. Think of programs like, you know, food stamps.
Yep.
These programs provide assistance specifically for purchasing food, those essential items. The idea is to kind of offset the price increases on those essential goods that are hit hardest by that markup channel.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. It's a way to address the problem directly at the source,
mm-hmm.
rather than just relying on broader approaches like general wealth redistribution.
Exactly. And, you know, the paper actually suggests that this type of targeted intervention could be more effective than simply giving people more money to spend overall.
Hmm. Interesting. Because as we've seen, giving people more money could, in some cases, actually make the problem worse.
It could. Yeah. That's one of the counterintuitive findings here.
Okay. So that's one potential solution, these quality specific subsidies. Are there any other strategies that the paper kind of explores?
There are You know, another interesting idea that Becker brings up is the potential of, you know, promoting competition among those producers of lower quality goods.
Okay.
The logic there is pretty straightforward. The more companies you have competing in that space, the less power they have to just raise prices without losing customers.
Right. It's like a built-in check on their pricing power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
More competition means they have to, you know, fight harder for every customer's dollar.
That makes sense. So policies that encourage new businesses, especially ones that are, you know, catering to lower income communities, could be a big part of the solution.
Absolutely. Anything that lowers the barriers to entry and makes it easier for new players to, you know, join the game.
Right, yeah. Right. And even beyond policy, like, wouldn't it be helpful to just give consumers more information? If people understood how this whole markup channel thing works,
yeah,
they could be, you know, more savvy shoppers, even when times are tough.
That's a crucial point. Education is key. Imagine public awareness campaigns that break down this complex markup channel in, you know, simple terms, or maybe even user-friendly price comparison tools that help people track how those prices are changing.
Yeah, like give people the tools they need to navigate this, you know, economic landscape.
Exactly. Give them that power.
And it's all about empowerment, right?
It is.
That's what this whole deep dive is about. Helping people understand what's going on so they can make informed decisions and advocate for themselves.
Absolutely. And it's fascinating, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It's a whole new way of thinking about recessions and how they actually impact people's lives.
It really highlights that connection between economics and consumer behavior,
mm-hmm.
and the need for these, you know, creative solutions that go beyond those traditional approaches.
Well said. Well said. This paper has definitely given us a lot to think about.
Yeah.
And it's not just about, you know, understanding economic theories.
No.
It's about applying those theories to create a more equitable,
yeah,
and resilient society.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, this has been fantastic. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive.